It is time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. It is the final Wednesday of the month, which means it's time to be joined by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, who is here with us, and glad that we didn't get 2 feet of snow, although we would take some snow and some moisture, I'm sure. Jason, what's going on, man?
Yeah, like you said, I'm just glad I'm not having staff that has to deal with that. That'd be quite the insurmountable task.
Yes. Kids would rejoice.
There'd
be no school.
Think, man, we'd be out of school for maybe a day or two trying
to dig
out of that.
Week.
So, yeah, that's, you know, especially now, I don't know if they get a lot of snow down there. If that's sometimes you have equipment, but, you know, to the level to deal with that, and that could be challenging.
A lot of snow.
Like you said, we'll take the moisture, but maybe in different chunk, bite-sized pieces, that'd be better.
Right. Of course, snow melts into water, which leads me into
kind of our theme here for the last couple of years, but it is a methodical process. But our engineering team did submit about a 450-page design memo is what they call it. So we've been talking about that for a while, and it's basically kind of encapsulates what they're trying to design, you know, so that the KDHE can then sign off on it and they can go, you know, design up the full bid package. So it's kind of a way for them to make sure they don't do all the work. And KDHE comes back and says, wait a minute, what are you doing? Or this is not what we wanted to approve or whatever. So it's kind of a way where you still do a lot of work, a significant amount of work, but it's kind of a draft version that kind of encapsulates all the changes and all the study and the background, the water testing, the pilot testing, the theory of how you're going to treat the water, and lets all those experts and regulators and everybody say, okay, yes, this is, you know, pretty much or 99% okay to move forward with and to put all that effort to actually, you know, do all the engineering design and get that, you know, I'm sure it's a 1,000-plus page document out to bid for somebody to bid on that. So, you know, the nice things, like we talked about before, we're kind of checking off the boxes in that process, and hopefully this is a, you know, a 30 to 60 day turn time, and then they can be off to the races to get that put out for bid. And kind of a goal we've set internally with the engineers, now that it's gotten more realistic and we feel like we've got timelines and hurdles, is trying to get that out for bid, you know, late this summer, early fall. So that'll be a great accomplishment for our community and you know, set us up really for the long term. One of the big things with it is making sure that you know, we have all of our ducks in a row. So from the financing side, we've got that ready. You know, probably the main concern is the economy, the supply chain,
sure.
You know, things we're all dealing with right now. So hopefully from a timeline perspective, all I would have loved, you know, kind of had it in my head, you know, several years ago that, you know, the end of 21 and 22, we'd be going out for bid. Right now probably wouldn't be a great time for that. So,
right.
So who knows? You know, I'm not saying, you know, July, August, September, October is going to be better, but at least it's not this time frame, and maybe the economy, the world will adjust or be a little bit more in sync. I don't know if prices necessarily will go down, but maybe the escalation will stop, and maybe some of those extreme price jumps, you know, that you see in some of the PVC and the steel and the stainless and those things will be maybe a little bit more normalized. So you know, blessing in disguise. You want it to get done quickly, but on the flip side, it's you kind of maybe avoid an issue. So
right, absolutely. And the solar project you guys are working on?
Yeah. You know, that's something we've been talking about, and again, it's been plagued with supply chain woes, but thanks to the efforts of our staff, we got about 75% of those delivered on site here in the last couple of weeks. So it was pretty crazy to see that. You know, they came in about 4,400 pound crates, you know, just stacked all in there. So the panels are on site, and so now it's just kind of waiting for a few more of the pieces to get here, and then they'll start getting to work on the site. So it'll be a really neat project, interesting project for our community. I think it'll be fairly timely too, with the way that there's a lot of upward pressure on power, you know, wholesale power costs right now, mm-hmm. with again, where the natural gas is, and again, some of the supply chain and the demands that are out there, obviously. So, you know, that will, you know, pay off in a good way before, but now I think it'll really, you know, again, maybe not immediately, but over time, have a really good impact on kind of our power supply, and obviously I wouldn't say small, but it's just a portion of our strategy, and we've kind of discussed that to where it's, you know, it's not, we're not trying to be 100% solar.
Right.
I think that's ever the goal. And maybe someday, or with the battery technology gets there, that you can get closer to that, or bite off a more significant chunk. But this is really kind of a hedge for those those high power demand times and the high cost times, which are, you know, your noon to 2 to 3, you know, on a significant portion of your spring, summer, and fall. So that's when it'll pay off. And again, it'll just kind of shave the top of that off. You know, it might take the top, 10 or 15% of that load mm-hmm. on a hot summer day. And that's really what we're going for, because that's when power is most expensive, because everybody wants it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
absolutely. Jason Rabia, City Manager of Blewett, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. There's a seventh grader that's made some headlines here.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Hopefully some people have seen that. I want to call her out. It's I believe it's Caitlin Binder. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. But it's really, really great little essay about Beloit. There's always a what they call a mayor's my hometown essay competition. It's statewide, and so she won that contest. And it's just if you get a chance to read it, it's just, you know, it's great. It's clear. It's concise, and it's just several paragraphs. Just, you know, really talking about the great things about our community. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we can always, it's easy to find the pitfalls or the things that aren't great. Every community has those, but she really does a great job of just pointing out the positives that are out there, and kind of how there's a lot of good things going on, you know. And so I just wanted to, you know, say congratulations to her. And I know that award is presented in Topeka today, so it's mm-hmm. kind of a big deal. So I don't know when the last one we had that probably won from Beloit, but I'm sure it's happened before, but not since I've been here. So pretty exciting for Caitlin.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's better than I've ever done. You know.
Yeah. Well done, Caitlin.
Yeah,
seventh grader, kicking butt. That's awesome. I love it. Yeah. I love it in a positive way, too. We need more of that positivity in the world today. There's no doubt about
for
that.
For sure.
Anything else to add before we let you go?
Yeah, the last little piece here before we get to the top of the hour is, you know, North Walnut Street, 8th Street kind of combo project is currently out for bid. So, you know, that's the street that goes up past the high school, and then the mm-hmm. first chunk of 8th Street that really has a lot of structural issues, too. So, again, we're nervous. It's one of those. There's a lot of projects getting out there with the state and federal stimulus out there. The mm-hmm. KDOT's pushing a lot of projects, and so mm-hmm. a lot of projects usually mean, you know, higher prices. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be positive with it, and if we got to keep in our back pocket for a year, then we'll do that.
Yeah.
But we'll know more next month, so probably this time next month we'll have a better report on if that project's going to move forward this summer or not. And mm-hmm. obviously, it'll impact our community and make it a little tough to drive around, but, you know, no pain, no gain is what I like to say, and I think long-term it'll be great. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Love to hear that. Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, our guest the last Wednesday of every month here on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. We hit everything you wanted to hit there?
I think we did. Yeah.
All right, man. We're concise and precise. That's how it works, man. There's no doubt about that. And then we'll deal with a whole bunch of snow if we get a whole bunch of snow.
Yes, we're ready. I mean, you know, we put everything on the snowplow, so that usually means it did right away snow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but now it hasn't. Yeah, so maybe it's a good luck charm now.
There
you
go. That or we'll get 2 feet in the middle of March or something like that. We don't want
that. Yeah, we probably will. But
yeah, right. 16 degrees, our temperature. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.